You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Alex Hall, and this podcast is about Apple Music on the Mac. A couple of prerequisites. First, you do need iTunes, of course. You need iTunes 12.2 specifically, or newer. That supports Apple Music. I also assume that you've already activated your Apple Music subscription. It's free for the first 3 months, so if you haven't yet, go ahead and give it a try. It's $10 a month after the three-month period is up, at least as of the time of this recording. But I'm recording in July, so you've still got a couple months to go. You will also need a basic level of familiarity with VoiceOver. The worst you'll have to do is interacting a few times, but most of it's just VO Writer, left arrow, or VO space. Finally, obviously, you'll have to have Apple Music enabled. There is a checkbox where you can disable it, but I'm assuming that you have it on and you've activated your subscription. If you haven't activated yet, by the way, it's a very simple process. You should be prompted to do it automatically. And just run through that process real quick so that you can start the wonder that is Apple Music. Let's go into iTunes.
iTunes, window, iTunes Store, radio button, 7 of 7.
And just so we're all at the same point, I'm going to go to the top of the window. I recommend you do the same.
Previous button.
I've got all my toolbars and status bars and whatnot turned off, by the way.
Play button.
I'm just going to VO right here a few times until I find what I'm looking for.
Next button. 48.2%. LCD section. Store account button. Search. Previous iTunes store page button. Next iTunes selected. Music. Radio button. 1 of 4.
There we are. The first set of radio buttons shows you all the stuff that you're used to. Music, movies, and whatnot. Make sure that music is selected. Continuing on to the right.
Movies. Radio button. TV. More. Pop-up. My music. Radio button. 1 of 7.
Now we've got all the music-related radio buttons. And I think of them as tabs. That's probably not the right way to think of them, but that's how they are in my mind. So if I say tab, that's what I mean, just one of these radio buttons. The music is normal, the music that you own.
Playlist, radio button, 207.
Playlist, same deal, that's normal as well, that's what you're used to.
For you, radio button, 3 of 7.
For you is new, and for you is part of Apple Music. It takes into account songs that you listen to, that you've liked and loved and disliked. And it recommends things that it thinks you might be interested in hearing, based again on your preferences. We'll have a look at that in a moment. Continuing to the right.
Selected new radio button, 4 of 7.
We've got a new radio button, which shows you, as far as I can tell, not taking into account your preferences, but it shows you all of the new stuff in Apple Music land. So any new videos or releases by artists, anything that's popular, anything like that, that will appear there. And that view is a little bit problematic, actually, as we'll see here shortly.
Radio button, 5 of 7.
Radio is the iTunes radio that we're all already used to.
Connect radio button, 6 of 7.
Connect is part of iTunes Music. That lets you follow artists. And if you follow an artist, they can post something on Connect. It might be an interview, a blog post, picture, behind-the-scenes video, whatever it is they want to share, that will go to everyone following them. It's a little bit of a, I guess, a social network for music artists on iTunes.
iTunes Store, radio button, 7 of 7.
And the iTunes Store is obviously where you'd go to buy music. That's also something we're all familiar with. Let me go back to...
For you, radio button, 3 of 7.
Here, and activate it.
Selected, for you, radio button, 3 of 7.
And to activate it, of course, is just VO space. The easiest way now, I found anyway, is to just jump to the bottom of the window with a VO end. If you don't have an end key, as I don't, VO function right arrow will do it.
Apple Music HTML content.
And in we go.
Interact with Apple Music.
So interact there. Now we're going to see the for you. And of course this is for me, so yours will have a bunch of different content than mine will.
2000 keg training hard rock. Raise or goblin to these exalted tracks. Playlist by Apple Music hard rock.
And it's showing me this playlist here. So if I continue on to the right, I will find
button.
An unlabeled button. And as far as I've been able to tell, anytime you run into that unlabeled button in Apple Music HTML content areas, it's play. And that's all it does, is just starts playback. Continuing to the right.
240x240senior.jpg image.
You'll see a lot of these, especially in playlists. I actually have no idea what they are. But they're not labeled, and as far as I can tell, they don't matter, they don't do anything. So if you can't see them well enough to see them, don't bother. Not important.
240240240X, Tim McGraw, colon, The Duets.
And this is the next playlist that it's put together for me, and again, it's just taking into account everything that I've ever listened to or liked or disliked. I don't tend to like or dislike tracks as I hear them, so I haven't really given it much to go on. So it's just kind of taking a plethora of everything and throwing it in here and seeing what I like.
You've got to have faith and a whole host of playlists by Apple Music Country.
And here again, this
button,
unlabeled button, and then some images.
240240240 intro quote.
And you get the idea. It's just going to keep going through these. Unfortunately, there is no quick way to jump from playlist to playlist. You just kind of have to VO right arrow a bunch of times. I wish they would make them a heading, but they haven't yet. Hopefully one day they will. And if you want to play any of these, again, it's just VO space on one of those buttons and it'll start playing it. I'll show you the new tab.
Stop interacting now.
But I think you'll see what I mean about it being hard to use.
I should connect radio, new radio button, 4 of 7.
So I stopped interacting with that HTML content. VO left arrowed until I found new, and now VO space.
Selected, new radio button, 4 of 7.
And VO function right, or VO end, if you have an end key.
Apple Music HTML content.
Go back into it, interact, VO shift down.
Interact with Apple Music HTML content, 1480.
And here, we have a slightly different setup. We're landing on an image first, so I'll VO right.
Can't feel my face dash single image button. Can't feel my face dash single heading level 3, Apple Music HTML content.
There it goes. That's what I mean. Every so often it refreshes, and when it does, it seems to throw VoiceOver out of the content completely. You'll usually land back on the content, but sometimes you'll actually land somewhere else in the window and you'll have to go back to the end of the window and interact again to get to it. I'm not really going to deal with that during the podcast. If you find a way to get it to work, awesome, good for you, but I've not worked out a way yet. Didn't seem very usable since you're constantly losing focus. So I will just not even bother with that one. The real power I find of Apple Music is the ability to listen to anything that you want and to search for anything that you want. Command F for find. As always, we'll jump you right to the search box in iTunes.
Search. Search text field. Search.
And I can now type in any artist that I feel like hearing. So let's go with one of the classics here. Let's go with Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Search text field.
Go to the bottom of the window.
Apple Music HTML content.
Interact.
Interact with Apple Music HTML content. Showing results for Billy Joel in Apple Music.
And here we have all the results that it found. Fortunately, this page does have heading navigation, so VO Command H.
Top results, heading level 3.
It shows me all the top results, and I'll VO right arrow through them.
Billy Joel image. Billy Joel, click artist. Piano Man image. Well lit, crisp, one medium face and sense.
And top results aren't always going to be artists. The first one was, because I typed in an artist's name, but it's now going to start giving me top albums and songs and similar artists and all that as well. If I VO Command H again.
Artists, heading level 3.
Now these are only artists, not a conglomeration of everything.
Songs, clickable, heading level 3.
Only songs.
Albums, clickable, heading level 3.
And you get the idea. Whenever you search, depending on what you search for, you'll usually get that. You'll get top results, which is a mix of everything, and then you'll get it broken down by artist and album and song and whatnot. I want to go back to the artist tab.
Songs, artists, heading level 3.
There we are. I'm sorry, heading, not tab. And VO right arrow.
Billy Joel image. Billy Joel, clickable.
And it says this element is clickable. And that makes it very easy to go to an artist or an album or whatever you're looking for. You find the clickable element.
Billy Joel, clickable.
And you just press VO space.
Press Billy Joel, clickable.
And it's going to reload and it's going to take me to Billy Joel's artist page. VO end or VO function right. I always do that because whenever you go to somewhere new in Apple Music, it can, doesn't always, but it can take you out of the HTML content. So,
Apple Music HTML content.
Bottom of window. See, I was out of it. Interact.
Interact with Apple Music HTML content. Top songs. Clickable. Heading level 3. Interact with top songs.
And it automatically lands me on the top songs heading. These are all results by Billy Joel specifically.
Top albums. Clickable. Heading level 3. The essential Billy Joel image. Button. The essential Billy Joel, clickable.
And then just VO Command H to get to that heading, and now VO right arrowing to show you that these are all albums.
2001 bullet, greatest hits button. Greatest Hits, Volumes 1 and 2. Clickable. 2002 Bullets 25 Songs.
By Billy Joel. Let's go to the Greatest Hits.
Greatest Hits, Volumes 1 and 2. Clickable.
And just like when I clicked on Billy Joel's name, I can now click on this Greatest Hits album name. And when I say click, I just mean via space. You don't have to physically click.
Press Greatest Hits, Volumes 1 and 2. Clickable.
Now that I've done that, I will bottom a window.
Scroll area.
Notice now I've got a scroll area. I no longer have just the HTML content. Go into this.
Interact with scroll area. Four items, greatest hits, volumes, one and two header group.
And we've got a header group, which I'll go through in a second.
Greatest hits, volumes, one and two table.
That table is showing me a very, very standard view of the album. It's the same thing that you see in any playlist or album in iTunes that you're already used to. If you interact
with Greatest Hits, Piano Man, Captain Jack, The Entertainer, Say Goodbye to Hollywood.
You can see all the different information. I just interacted via right arrowed and then went down, and as I just went down, I could see just the titles. I could go to the left.
4, 5, 6.
Now I'm looking at track numbers. So it's the standard table that iTunes always shows when it's looking at content.
Stop interacting with Greatest Hits, Volumes.
I'm still in the scroll area. One more to the right.
Apple Music HTML content.
That HTML content, of course, is where we were a minute ago. It's showing all the stuff that we've already seen. I could go in there, and I could select a different song or album if I wanted to. And this will change based on what I chose, but I'm not going to right now.
Sound recording copyrights on 1973, 1974, 1976.
And that's all the copyright details of whatever album you're looking at. Let me go back to the start of the scroll area.
Greatest Hits, Volumes, 1 and 2 Header Group.
And show you what's in the header group. So interact with the header group.
Interact with Greatest Hits, Volumes, 1 and 2 Header Group. 10 items, play button.
We've got the usual there. We can play the album.
Shuffle button. Show action menu button.
The action menu I will show you.
Add to my music, row 1.
Because it has a couple things that I don't think regular iTunes does.
Row 2 empty cell. Add to my music.
There we go. Add to my music will actually add this album to my music. I mentioned a minute ago that Apple Music has the ability to let you add whatever you want so that it thinks that you actually own it. And as far as iTunes is concerned, it's all part of your library. This is how you do it for a whole album. So go in here, you'd choose this option.
Row 2 empty cell. Row 3 empty cell. Add to.
Add to, I believe, is for adding two different playlists.
Row 5 empty cell. Row 6 empty cell. Share.
And sharing, obviously, will let you share whatever you're looking at.
Add to my music.
And we're back at the top. So escape to close this.
iTunes, window, show action menu button.
And we'll continue on to the right.
Billy Joel, edit text.
Don't ask me why that's an edit text. It's not editable as far as I can tell, but it's the artist name.
Billy Joel, button.
That button will actually take you to the artist page, which is handy if you're looking at, say you got to an album from somewhere else, and you want to look at the artist who made the album. You'd go in here, you'd click that button, and you'd be on the artist page.
25 songs, bullet, 1 hour, 55 minutes, edit text.
Another edit text that I don't believe is actually editable, but that's the track count and total time of the album.
Add playlist to library, button.
Add playlist to library, I've not used it. I think that just adds the current album. I don't know why it says playlist. I could be wrong on that, though. I don't tend to use playlist really at all, so I don't have much experience there.
Not loved, button.
Not loved means I have not loved this album. And if I wanted to, I could love it, and that would influence the For You recommendations and how often it comes up in shuffles and all the usual stuff that iTunes does when you like or star or whatever format they're using this week, an album or a song.
Share button.
So we've got share, which is the same thing we saw in the table a minute ago with the different options. This would just let you share the album.
Greatest Hits, Volumes 1 and 2, edit text.
Another edit text, this time for the album name.
Play button.
Back to play. So this is it for the header. This is, of course, how you would actually play an album. You don't have to play it from here either.
Stop interacting with Greatest Hits, Volumes.
Back to the table.
Greatest Hits, Volume. Interact with Greatest Hits, Volume, The Stranger.
And we can go down a few. And
scenes from an Italian rep, Just the Way. Moving out left parent Anthony, only the good die young. She's always a woman.
So if we wanted to play this one, as always on iTunes, again, we're just on a standard old table view. Enter. It loads. There it goes. I don't know if you can hear that.
Increase volume.
There we go.
She can kill with a smile. She can...
There you go. I hit space to pause it. All of your normal commands are going to work here. I could go command right or left arrows to move to the next or previous tracks. I turned up the volume with command up, so all the commands that you're already used to will work in this table view. They won't necessarily work in the HTML view. I've not quite worked out which ones do and which ones don't, but they will here. So if you're looking at an album, you can just go to the table and control it like you would anything else in iTunes. The only other thing I want to show you here is how to use controls on a specific track. And as you're probably expecting, you're going to want to go to the LCD section. Stop interacting with the table.
Stop interacting.
And with the scroll area.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
And top of window.
Previous button.
Because it's the quickest way to get to it, I find. Perhaps there's a way with VOJ to do it, but...
Play button. Next button. 71.8 LCD section.
There's our LCD section. Interact.
Interact with LCD section. 9 items. Switch to mini player button.
And we've got the switch to mini player, which is standard. That'll always be there.
Shuffle button. She's always a woman. Action menu button.
There's the action menu, and this is one way to do it. So if I go into this action menu, you'll see that it's a bit different from the album action menu down below.
Play next. Row 1. Add 2 up next. Row 3 empty cell. Row 4 empty cell. Love. Row 6 empty cell. Row 7 empty cell. Add to my music. Row 9 empty cell. Row 10 empty cell. New station from artist. New station from song. Row 13 empty cell. Row 14 empty. Add to. Row 16 empty cell. Row 17 empty. Go to artist. Go to album. Go to song. Show in iTunes store. Share. Play next.
And escape to close the popover.
iTunes window. Action menu.
So there's a bunch of stuff you can do with just this single track. These won't act on the whole album, just the track that you're currently playing.
Not loved button.
Not loved is how you would, of course, love a song. Thumbs up or whatever you want to think of it as, but iTunes calls it loving or not loving. If you VO space.
Press loved button.
Now it's loved.
Act loved button.
There we go. And VO space again, we'll.
Press not loved button.
Unlove it, I guess you'd say. It'll stop loving that track. So you can do that love on a whole album down below in the scroll area in the header group, or if you just want to love a particular track, you'd come up here to the LCD section and love it this way. I don't know how you like things. On iOS, at least from what I've read, you can tap once to, I think it's once to like, twice to love, and tap and hold to unlove, something like that. But there are three states on iOS from what I've seen and read around the internet. On here, I don't know if there are or not. I've not figured out a way to do it if there are. As far as I can tell, it's just binary. Yes or no, love, no love. Anyway, this is pretty standard LCD section after that.
Up next button.
Up next.
Elapsed time colon 10. Billy Joel, greatest hits, volumes, -3:11 button.
All the normal stuff that you're expecting to see. And the rest of the iTunes window is still quite normal.
Stop interrupt store account button. Search. Previous up next iTunes store page.
You get the idea. You get the idea there. Apple Music is really nice in that it's relatively transparent. Once you find a song or an album or an artist and you start playing them, Apple Music is just going to treat it like anything else in iTunes. You're going to have the same controls, the same abilities. Everything's the same with a couple exceptions in that you'll be able to add it to your personal library if you want to. But aside from that, and aside from the HTML content at the very end, it's really quite similar. There is one other thing I wanted to mention.
Scroll area.
So interact with this scroll area one more time.
Interact with scroll, greatest hits, volumes, Apple Music, HTML content.
I'm going to go back into this HTML content.
Interact with Apple Music.
And I'm going to find the top songs.
Editor's notes, heading level, top albums by Billy Joel. Editor, albums you may also like, heading level 3.
I'm actually going to go back a level then, with command left bracket.
Back, iTunes, window, previous button.
And see what I mean? Jumps me to the very top of the window. So bottom.
Scroll area.
Interact.
Enter selected. Connect. Radio button. 202.
Notice now that it's changed a bit. This is because I'm back on the main artist page. I forgot that clicking an album name will actually take me to that albums page as well. Now it's got...
So Billy Joel header group.
The header group.
Selected. All. Radio button. 1 of 2.
I can see all, which includes tracks that Apple has that I don't, so Apple Music tracks, if you will. Or...
Connect radio button, 202.
I can see connect. And if I owned any tracks by Billy Joel, that connect button, I believe, would change to an all button. I've seen connect and I've seen all in that second radio button slot. So And I think the factor is whether or not you own music by the artist you're looking at. Connect will, of course, take you to their Connect page, whereas if this had said My Music, it would take me to a list of songs by this artist that I own that have nothing to do with Apple Music. But we want to look at Apple Music right now, so I'll stick with that one.
Apple Music HTML content.
Interact.
Interact with Apple Music HTML content. Top songs. Clickable. Heading level 3 inch.
So we're on the top songs already. And I'll view right.
Piano Man image. Button.
And this button is the one I was talking about. I'm just going to press plain old space bar. And space again. We'll pause it. You don't have to VO space on the play button, keeping in mind again that the unlabeled buttons here are play or pause buttons. You can just press plain old space if you want to. That's basically Apple Music as far as I've been able to tell. There is also a promise of curated playlists and personalized playlists and all that. I've not figured out exactly where they are as far as I can tell. Again, I could be wrong because I'm as new to this as everyone else is, and I'm not a huge fan of playlists. But from what I can tell, those live in the For You tab, which we saw at the beginning. So if you're looking for those, hop in there and see what Apple thinks you might like. To play one of them, just find the unlabeled button and hit space on it, as I just did for that song. That will play whatever it relates to, be it an album or a playlist or an individual song. The major thing that I really like about Apple Music is just the way that I can search for any song that I want to hear and listen to it. Whether I own it or not, I can just stream it. And this has been possible on Spotify and different sources for a very long time, of course, but it's never really been accessible, especially on the Mac. And now it is. And it's a really nice service, really simple to use. Aside from the HTML and scroll areas at the bottom, everything really is the same as what you're already used to. You can search for a song, and it'll just search the whole library, and it won't prompt you to buy it. It'll just play it as though you owned it. You can store it for offline listening, which again would just be adding to my library or my music. And really, that is everything. Don't forget to like or love your songs so that you get better feedback about curated playlists and what it thinks you might like and all that. And that should be everything. Now, as I said, all of us are new to this, so I may well have missed something or glossed over something that you think is a lot more important than I gave it credit for. I might have been totally wrong on a section. I really don't have 100% of the answers. If I got anything wrong or if I missed anything, please leave a comment on the podcast page so that I and others can see that and take advantage of it. And we might revisit this in a couple months, just after everyone's gotten more experience with it and after everyone's a little bit more comfortable with the service. But I really wanted to give everyone something just to get started with so that you would be able to go in, activate your Apple Music subscription, and know that, yes, you'll be able to use it because it is 90% accessible. I'd take off 10% just for the new tab that doesn't really stay in focus. But as far as finding music and playing it, it does work. Activate with confidence, and hopefully now you're able to really start using Apple Music. And as I said, if you run into any problems or you've already found things that I did wrong or I didn't cover, please let us know, and one of us will definitely be sure to follow up on that and cover it, be it in text or possibly even in a future podcast. As always, thanks for listening, and I hope you found this at least a little bit useful. Keep those comments coming, guys.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.